Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler off this week. He'll be back on Monday. The franchise Tim Allen will join us coming up 1 hour from right now. He'll also be hosting the Wendy's Big Show tomorrow afternoon with Gary Ellerson as I'm off for the next couple of days as well. And then coming up on Friday, Joe Zenzola and Gary Ellerson will host the Wendy's Big Show. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is the man from Brewers.com and MLB.com, Adam McKelvey. Adam, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, no problem. I'll tell you what, I've written about 6 million words today, and it feels really, really good to be busy.
Yeah, well, the first thing I want to know is, you write the Milwaukee Brewers at 50, and I want to know if you've bought a new car yet. Have you bought a new house from all the money you're making, or how is that working out?
Yes, because anyone who tells you that's not named Stephen King or name your favorite best-selling author, that the way to make a lot of money is to write a book.
Nope, I know a couple people that wrote books. None of them are rich. Yep.
During a pandemic. In which the stadiums are closed.
Yeah, none of that has worked out timing-wise for you at all, to be honest, at this point, none of it.
It's all right. I talked to Uke today, and he said he liked it, so that's enough for me.
And speaking of Uke, so what's his plan now? Because you're going to have baseball games here in Miller Park July 1st. Everybody will report for spring training 2.0, I guess they're calling it. And then the season starts July 24th, 60 games in 66 days, six off days total. What does that mean for Uke amongst the pandemic? Is he going to show up and do these games for Miller Park or no?
Well, he says, yeah. And he wants to work at Miller Park. He's going to take every precaution. He's talked at length with Mark Atanasio, with all of their other executives, with the medical people, including Roger Kaplinger, and they believe that he can do this safely. And look, he wants to do it. It's his 50th season in the game, and he doesn't want to call the games from his home office with some sort of system like they've used to broadcast the KBO games on ESPN. I asked, are you worried about that? Was this a difficult decision? And he said it wasn't for him. And he understands the risk factors of age. And he's had 11 surgeries by his count. So he understands that there is risk involved. But look, this is what he wants to do. And that story has been a little delayed getting on the site. But I think people will see when it gets up there that it's not a decision he's taken lightly, that it's something that he has definitely pondered and decided that this is what he wants to do.
Adam, also, you look at Ryan Braun. I just saw something just crossed over my screen here that he is talking about delaying retirement. I didn't know there was a retirement.
Well, it wasn't a set thing, but remember back to the on-deck event in January, he had sort of acknowledged that this could be his final season. Going into the last guaranteed year, there's a mutual option on his contract for 2021. No guarantees that would be picked up. They had a logjam kind of in right field and first base where Braun was going to split time with Rafael Garcia in right and with Dustin Smoke at first base, maybe Logan Morrison mixed into that as well. So it was, there was just a lot. Plus, you know, his wife pregnant with their third child, and they had a son born on May 31st. So all of those things conspired to just have him thinking about, could this be my last on deck? Could this be my last time reporting for the first day of spring training? And he said that calculus has changed a little bit for a couple of reasons. One, the implementation of the DH for 2020. We don't know yet about 2021. That's to be determined, but that could factor in it too. And then also just the idea that he's going to play this season in front of empty stadiums. And I think for a, you know, a player who's been in the major leagues for a long time and had a complicated but undoubtedly productive career, there's got to be some thought about, is this the way I want to go out? And I think the way he's looking at it, he still has a decision to make. There'll be, they'll have the offseason to kind of look at all the factors and where the game is at, what's happening with the virus, what happened in 2020 as they attempt to start the season, and they'll have to make a decision. But he said he's definitely leaning more now towards playing another season than he was in January or even when he was at spring training in March.
From the Brewers' perspective, if there's no DH next year, I just don't know if I want to pay that dude $15 million. I may take the $4 million yeah. buyout and be have a nice day. If there is a DH, then I think I'd be more apt to do it, Adam.
Well, the other alternative, remember, is just because you decline an option doesn't mean that you can't re-sign a guy.
True.
And if they come to some kind of agreement, you know, I'd be surprised. You know, look, I didn't get into this level of detail with him today when we talked, but I would be surprised to see Ryan Braun wear a different uniform. Nothing impossible, but you know, that is one option. Is even if the options decline, we could come up with some other agreement, find a number that works for everybody, and go that way. Because look, as a hitter, he's still got a lot left in the tank, and they have found that if they keep him healthy, he can be a big bat down the stretch. Remember last year that grand final in St. Louis? That's one of the biggest homers he's ever hit, and it came part of that, you know, huge stretch with Christian Yelich hurt, where they charged the wild card, and then in that clincher in Cincinnati, he hits a grand final in the first inning that turned that game into a rout and put the Brewers back in the postseason. So you keep him healthy, he can still do damage at the plate, and you know, if you can come up with a salary number that makes sense, there's value there.
Let me ask you this. So your thoughts on this, you think that there's going to be baseball. Is there another snag that's coming where this won't happen?
Well, look, I mean, it seems like they have solved the financial question. And it seems like they have put themselves in a position with health and safety protocols that everyone's comfortable moving forward. I think everything you've seen from both sides is that that's going to be evolving, that, you know, they're going to confront challenges and they'll work to solve them. But they're moving forward at this point. But how far they will get, you know, will they play hopefully they play 60 regular season games and a great postseason. And whether you want to slap an asterisk on whatever happens or not, it's up to you. But, I mean, I think it would be entertaining and it would be better than no baseball. So that's the best-case scenario. But I don't think anybody knows exactly what's going to happen because this is a virus that's, you know, it's sadly not going to honor our love for the game and stay away from baseball just because we want to see baseball. It's all going to depend on whether they can get through this and take enough steps to limit cases and keep everybody healthy and on the field.
Talking with Adam McKelvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com here on the Wendy's Big Show live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Adam, for so many years, probably forever, we've always talked about the baseball season being a marathon, right? It's April, May, it's one game at a time, long season, 6 months. Take your time. Don't overreact to something that happens in April. Well, now we're talking essentially about a two-month season here before you get to the playoffs. So does that change how these teams approach day-to-day, game-to-game moves and how they go about things? Because this is like starting the season in August and finishing out. And by the time you get to August, managers are starting to manage more like they would in the playoffs, especially once you get into
Absolutely.
September.
Yes. And, you know, it's almost like it's the final 2 months of the season, but it's inverted because they begin with larger rosters. They begin with 30, and then as time goes by, that gets pared down. So, I mean, it's almost like you begin opening day this year, whenever that is, July 23rd, 24th, they hope, is almost like September 1st, where Craig Counsell has these extra players at his disposal. And I think you do manage it differently. I mean, every game is worth 2.7 games in a regular season, almost three games to one in terms of importance. So it is definitely going to impact the way that they manage. And, you know, a lot of stuff we're working on is theory, right? Like, in theory, the Brewers are well-suited for the implementation of the DH in the National League because they have a guy, Ryan Braun, and they have extra players at his position. I mean, ability over the last couple of years with Craig Counsell as a manager and David Stearns pulling the personnel strings, they've shown a knack for winning a lot of games late in seasons, particularly in September when they have that expanded roster. And, you know, squeezing the most value out of a pitching staff that nobody outside the clubhouse seems very impressed with, and then you get to the end and you look back at the numbers and they have the best pitching in the game each of the last two Septembers. So something is going on there in terms of management and execution and buy-in from the players. Whatever combination it is, it's worked for them the past two Septembers at least. And now the question is, can they put this into place for this weird 60-game season? The one thing I'll say is it's a marathon, but Craig Counsell had made this point in one of our calls, and I thought it was interesting, that, you know, it also is a grind. It's still a grind, even though it's what did you say, Sparky? 60 games in 66 days?
Right, that's what it is, 6 days off.
After 3 weeks of a weird spring training in which you're kind of working out in smallish groups, after 3 months of basically everybody being at home, there still are health risks beyond the virus that they're going to have to be really careful with in terms of hamstrings, right, and obliques. And the sort of stuff that you often see in April and May in a regular season at the start, and that's after a full six-week spring training. So there are challenges here for health that they are very cognizant of. So, like, on one hand, yes, it's a sprint, and every game is really important, and they're going to, I think, manage as if it's, say, last September in a pennant race. On the other hand, they do have to be somewhat cognizant of the idea that there is some wear and tear on these players. And Ryan Braun made the point in our chat today, the DH is one way to help that. You know, you can give Christian Yelich a quote-unquote day off, but still get five at-bats out of him if you use him as the DH. And I think that so I think there still is going to be some shuffling through of players in that position in an effort to keep everybody healthy.
You know, look, Adam, we did a question yesterday, how does this benefit the Milwaukee Brewers, but I would say is I thought that maybe 60 games was probably in their favor to maybe make it to the World Series. I see a little different now in that I just think Craig Counsell has more of a difficult job than any other manager out there because they want to play with a really extended roster. You don't the pitching they mess around with that a little bit. Guys are not really slotted where they need to be. I think the DH helps them immensely, but I think he's got to be able to hit on all his players that he's looking to use within a daily basis. I think, to me, that's more difficult to do when you have a set spot, a set rotation for your pitching staff or for your lineup, for that matter.
Yeah, I don't expect much to be set, you know, this year. Yelich is going to play all the time. You know, at 60 games, probably going to play tons of Lorenzo Cain. Kessinger is going to be in there somewhere every day. I think otherwise there's going to be lots of moving parts. And I think even with the pitching staff, when you're talking about, you know, a three-week spring training and then, boom, you're playing regular season games that are sort of mathematically three times as important as a normal regular season game at the start of the season, I think that there's going to be lots of moving pieces, mixing and matching, substitutions, using lots of players on the roster. I think it's going to look a lot like it looked late in the year last year. And that requires buy-in from players. And Craig Counsell, I mean, that's one thing I think he's done a good job of, is just getting the players to accept this kind of unselfish team idea. They've done a nice job of that. And maybe that has to do with the kind of teams they've built where, you know, there's no Gerrit Cole at the top of the rotation where if you take him out early in a game, there's hard feelings. They've got guys who are like, you know, come out of the game and then stand on the rail and root for the guy who replaced them on the mound. It's been a little bit different, and it's worked for this team, and I expect that to be what this season looks like. Like, I don't think Brandon Woodruff is going to throw, you know, 10 complete games this year. I think he's even their best pitcher. I think they're going to go out there, maximize how many outs he can give you, and then they're going to use that bullpen behind him.
The other thing about this too, Adam McKelvey, is this extra inning format that they have where we're going to start with a runner on second base. That's going to go back to the last man out from the previous half inning, unless it's the pitcher, in which case you go back to the guy before that. So the pitcher made the last out in the previous inning, your nine hitter. Then you go back to your eight hitter to be the base runner that starts on second base to start the next half inning. This is going to play a lot of strategies going to go into this as well.
Yeah, and expanded roster is going to help that because it probably opens a spot for like a speed burner. You know, does this open a spot for Keon Broxton? Remember, he was a non-roster invitee. Yep. It's almost like we're all kind of remembering who was in camp before everything went sideways. Remember Logan Morrison hitting home runs every day?
Yep.
That's a really interesting guy when you have a DH in an expanded roster and get to play games at Miller Park. So I think, just specifically about the extra innings, I think a lot of teams are going to carry a speed guy that maybe they wouldn't necessarily carry in a normal opening day. And that's going to be really interesting to see. And look, I mean, whether or not you like the DH, whether or not you like this weird extra inning deal, this is all going to require everybody to be a little more open-minded than usual. And the payoff is we get to watch live baseball. You know, if that is one small way to try to limit an 18-inning game, because it's like it's not a great idea for everybody to be together for 6 hours, then okay, I hope fans can kind of accept that, and then we can go back to fighting about it once we all get through this, which is obviously everybody's main aim here.
Let me ask you this: so Christian Yelich goes down with a knee injury last year, so we're convinced that he is 100% healthy and will return to the Yelich that we knew the last couple of years.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, when he was in spring training, he was good to go. I mean, he was back to 100%, and I don't think there were many concerns about the health of his knee. And I think that's reflected in the Friday before everything changed, where they signed into that record-setting contract. I think the guys that I'm really interested in from a health point of view, of course, Knebel is the main guy. I mean, they were going to be without mm-hmm. him for at least the first month, probably the bulk of, you know, at least part of May as well. Now you go into this with a healthy Corey Knebel. That's a big get. I mean, they looked at that as almost a big off-season pickup when you think of not having him for any of 2019 and what he can give you when he's healthy alongside Josh Hader. Eric Lauer is a big one. He was very impressive in spring training, and he's going to vie for that last rotation spot, probably with Freddie Peralta and Corbin Burns. But, I mean, all of them will be on the team and pitch out of the pen, make starts. We've seen this so many times now where the roles are all blended. I think that's a big one to get back. And then the other one that we didn't talk much in spring training about, but Luis Urias was a guy that they were really high on when they got him, and that was going to be the battle, right? Arcia against Urias for shortstop. Well, we're sort of back to that now. And if you're going to use Ryan Braun as a DH, and that means Preston Hira plays second base, that's sort of you're back to a battle between those two other guys for shortstop. And I'm a little I'm intrigued to watch Urias play because he was about to make his debut. I think it was in that game against the Dodgers that got rained out the night before everything got shut down. So You know, this is true of every team, that there were guys banged up in spring training, you know, some Tommy John guys coming back, whatever the situation was. There are injured players who are going to miss the start of the season who are now going to be available. And, again, the expanded roster allows you to see, you know, be careful with them and maybe, like, ease them in a little bit and have a little more backup than you would normally have when the roster was at 26.
Adam, what about from a media perspective, how your job changes now with all of this starting up?
Good question.
Well, I think, you know, like everyone, all of you guys have had to make major adjustments in the way you do your jobs. And, you know, sadly, I know a lot of people lost jobs.
Yep.
So here's my number one aim, and I hope it's the same for everybody else who gets to cover baseball for work. Like, if you have something you want to complain about, maybe just keep it to yourself. Or like,
correct.
You know, some real chip where you email yourself.
Yep.
Because nobody wants to hear it. I mean, it's going to be weird. Again, we got to get there first, right? But let's say we get to the end of July and games start. There's a game at Miller Park. I think I'm coming and going from a separate entrance. I don't think any of us step foot on the service level at Miller Park like we normally do and go into the clubhouse. Every interaction with the player will be and coach will be on Zoom. And, you know, we're going to be wearing masks the entire time we're in the building. And, you know, it's not great if, you know, for the way you do this job. This is a job where you rely on the relationships that you build over time. But this is what we've got this year. This is the hand we've been dealt. And, you know, if Bob Uecker in his 65th season in baseball can sing a tune, whistle a tune when he's walking into work and be super happy about getting the opportunity to do it, I think the rest of us schlubs can also be.
Well, the other thing about this too, Adam, is, and you bring up the fact that you're probably not going to be allowed in the clubhouse. You're certainly not going to be allowed in any one-on-one interview standing with somebody talking to them at their locker. That's not happening. Yeah. But from that perspective, you're not going to have to get there as early and you're not going to have to stay as late, I don't think.
I would much rather get there early and stay late. But the hard part is, you know, you want to tell unique stories. And, you know, it's like when you work the playoffs, you guys know this. It's harder to tell unique stories sometimes because everything happens in kind of press conference.
Correct. Settings, yep.
And that's everybody's least favorite setting.
Yep.
And that's kind of what we're going to have this year. So it's going to require all of us to show some creativity and come up with some stories that are a little different. And it's going to be a big challenge. But, you know, again, I will definitely rather take this challenge and try to be creative and try to tell the story of this crazy season than have no season at all. And I think that's kind of what's facing us. I'm really happy that, at least right now, the idea is that we'll get to go to the ballpark. Because even though, you know, if you're not interacting with players, you theoretically could do things from the couch and on Zoom. But I think having just seeing the game unfold in front of you and trying to set the scene for people who can't be there, since fans can't be in the stands, is going to be an important part of the job this year, and try to relay what this is like for everybody. And certainly not going to be something any of us ever forget.
Well, Jim Crane of the Astros seems to think he's going to get baseball fans in his stadium to watch the Astros play, and he seems to think he'll be able to sell beer and everything else. We'll see if that actually happens. If that doesn't happen, they need to change another rule. They should allow you all to cheer in that press box. I mean, what does it matter? There's nobody else there. But normally it's, oh, you can't cheer. If you cheer, you get kicked out. Oh, screw it. If the road media is there, and I don't even know if there will be road media, is there road media this year? Are you allowed to travel?
Well, I think that's on a case-by-case basis. Outlets are making those decisions now. But, I mean, look, at MLB.com, there's 30 of us. There's one of us in every ballpark. You know, we'll have eyes in every game.
Right.
In every ballpark. So I think for me it's a different question than for some of my friends who work for, say, the newspaper here.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. And there are so many things where you say, I don't know. The only thing you can be certain of is that it's going to be different than it's ever been before, and that it's going to require everybody to just kind of roll with it a little bit and make the most of, you know, a not great situation. And again, this is it's still going to be baseball because I remember chatting with Tyler Saladino from Korea at the very beginning of this when they started playing games there. And what stuck me is, you know, everything around you is so different, and there's masks and you're getting your temperature taken. There's reminders everywhere when you look around that this is not normal. But then you step in the batter's box, and it's still baseball, and these are still the best players in the world, some of the most competitive human beings on the face of the planet. And I think that when they get out there and play the game, even though there's no crowd to sort of, you know, carry them through, I still think it's going to be very, very competitive. I think we're going to see a good brand of baseball. And, you know, you just have to be accepting of the fact that a lot of it is going to be different this year. And then if we all kind of do our best, man, hopefully next year we can get back to some kind of normal.
He is Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. Adam, how do they go buy your book?
You can buy that book, Sparky, really anywhere you like to buy it. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can walk into Barnes & Noble. You can do curbside. You can get them from Triumph Books website. There's still 30% off, I think.
Nice.
To the end of the month with the code BREWS30. And, you know, they haven't publicized this because the Brewers team store isn't open, but I'm just going to slip it in here. I did go in a socially distant, safe way when nobody was there and signed some. And I believe they're doing some telephone sales. And once they, you know, get open, which they're working on procedures for that, they'll be available there too. But I think if you give them a call, you might be able to find some there. So I'm sorry, Brewers, if I spilled the beans on that.
Father's Day is done, but it's never too early to get a Christmas present. Adam, thanks so much.
Also, never a bad time to buy your dad a gift if you didn't get him a book for Father's Day.
Right, or a birthday present. I mean, there's all different kinds of ways you can do it. Sorry for being a horrible child. Here you go, Dad. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways. Yeah. Adam, thanks so much for coming on, my friend, and we'll talk to you down the line.
See you guys.
Take care. There is Adam McKelvey on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Is this baseball even going to feel like a baseball season? Is it going to feel even remotely close to what we've been watching our whole lives? We'll discuss that next on the Wendy's Big Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.